Many disabilities can affect different areas of communication, and some of these disabilities are lifelong, such as cerebral palsy, cognitive, intellectual or developmental disability, learning disability, fetal alcohol syndrome, Down syndrome, autism spectrum disorder, and some disabilities are acquired later in life, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, aphasia after a stroke or traumatic brain injury, dementia, head and neck cancer, Parkinson's disease, and other disabilities. Some of these disabilities are very obvious, especially if a person uses a communication board or device. However, some are more hidden and invisible and affect how a person processes or understands what another person is saying or remembering information that is being discussed. And these disabilities, although they are hidden, can have a serious impact on a person's ability to communicate and to make decisions. Some disabilities can be described as mild, others more severe or complex. However, even mild disabilities can have serious consequences for an individual when expressing their will and preference. It's also important to note that people who have communication disabilities may have other disabilities, such as physical, cognitive, hearing, or vision disabilities. Let's hear from people who use symbolic ways of communicating. In other words, they either use speech, or they write, or they point to pictures, or they point to symbols, or they spell out what they want to say, or they use a communication device.